Who can you trust when it comes to dinner? David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. You know, I get about 10 emails a day from the USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service. They warn of food recalls, misbranding, contamination, undeclared allergens, you name it. And I'm in the professional agribusiness. You have to wonder what regular consumers are thinking about food these days. News about food recalls, food poisoning outbreaks, scare stories about foods and social media. One expert says those, plus a general lack of knowledge about food production, have produced among many consumers
a huge amount of skepticism about the food industry itself.
Andy Harrig with the Food Marketing Institute says that consumer surveys over the last few years show more food shoppers voicing more distrust of what they often call
big food. Every time I speak at a conference, there are always a group of people who come up to me afterwards and say, you're big food. It's not meant as a compliment. It's meant as sort of a, you're like big tobacco. You know, that's kind of how we view you.
Harrig says that this distrust could be reduced by food companies and food stores, somehow giving to consumers what surveys indicate they want.
They want to understand where their food comes from. They want to feel good about it.
But right now, he says that many shoppers are experiencing instead
loss of trust, information overload, people don't know where to turn.
Or who to believe. All of this based on extensive surveys and interviews with consumers.
David Sparks, aginfo.net.